You said the White River customers would not be affected by their cost. So the customers that, will they just automatically be on, have the internet available, or will they apply for it and then will they be charged?
They would subscribe just as you would for any other service, any other internet service. Mm-hmm. It would actually be under White River Technologies, which is a subsidiary of White River, so it would be separate from the electric cooperative utilities. We would just have the opportunity to use the same network. So they would subscribe, and all of the data that we have and for this project is modeled off of an average of 38 to 42% take rate. Again, being extremely conservative, but we would foresee that to be significantly higher, more around the 50% range, which the more people subscribe, especially in areas like Taney County, for example, there aren't even services available in more than half of the county. So we would foresee there being a lot of interested members. We're in the process of surveying to see who would be interested in taking the service outside of the national data that we have access to.
As schools are going, as you are aware, to more virtual mm-hmm. for the children, and some have to travel a distance.
Yes, ma'am.
For a few years, it's been part of the work has to be through the internet. Do you have any amount in mind that it would cost the average family to know if they could afford the internet service?
That's the $69.99
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
Well, we have three packages available that are $69, $79, and $99. That's what we have in the model now, which is 100 meg, 500 meg, or 1 gig symmetrical services.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we did do, obviously we were limited in the middle of the pandemic as well, but we had a lot of requests and get requests daily for the need of this, many of those coming from educational institutions. We did set up Wi-Fi hotspots in each of our office parking lots. That was an extension of the service that is provided to us. But again, as you said, travel and just availability for people, that it's not feasible to provide everyone what they need, especially in the more remote areas. Something in addition to those three tiers of service, we are able to tap into the emergency broadband benefit. So for those that qualify, would get an additional $30 credit on their bill that is income-based also.
They could qualify on income-based.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a federal program.
They'd apply through White River?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what we are able to do, it's similar to a LIHEAP program on the energy side of things. There's a bucket of funds that are earmarked for such a program, and then we can help qualify and walk people through the process.
Once again, if I heard you correctly, the $5.6 million or something that you would like Taney County to mm-hmm. contribute, you based it on the number of the number that Taney County has that White River serves?
Yes.
Not just?
Just White River members. Households, specifically, because I could pull a hard number from that with census data. That doesn't include non-member areas, those inside the city limits that may be on a different electric utility service would have the opportunity to subscribe, as well as any additional expansion down the road that could be off of our fiber backbone. Another thing with this is having that backbone in place, it would allow other providers that come in that right now lease such a fiber service from, say, White River or Show Me Technologies. It would allow them access points to extend their network as well. So immediately, what we couldn't provide, they could come in and help to blanket the area so everyone has service.
You say the model that you guys are putting together has the 69, 79, 99.
Mm-hmm.
Do we guarantee that those rates are what they are going to be? Will they raise? And how do we make sure that we don't get into this and you guys find out, well, that model wasn't right?
Sure.
And
yeah,
so
absolutely.
We just wasted $5.68 million and the services is $200 a month to make it feasible for you guys. So how does that pan out?
Well, it's modeled off of not only how the service can be paid for, but what is a competitive rate in the area. And that would fall in line with what other services are available for that type of service, in addition to what people are offering in this area. So it's not something where it's going to be $200 a month. The model specifically of the output of the $232 million is off of the $69.79.99. So the break-even point for paying for the project just continues to go down. And from a 20-year, 15-year, hopefully we can get more funding as the project moves through fruition, but the price points don't change, just the payback changes.
We quoted several millions, throwing them around like they were dollars,
mm-hmm.
and $5.6 million is quite a bit.
It's a lot
county.
Of money. Yes, ma'am.
But you also said that the state was getting X amount of dollars and you mm-hmm. didn't know how much they'd get. All the unknowns on that, is this figured based upon a certain number that you thought you might get from the state?
So what we are looking to secure of funding from what we know is $35 million. So the availability of the first tranche of funding is through Reconnect, which is offered by Rural Utility Service. So cooperatives like White River are primed for that type of funding stream. We actually get more points than other entities just for being a cooperative because we have the network in place. So one round, this will be Reconnect 3. There's already been two rounds. One round of that, the availability is up to $25 million. We foresee there to be more rounds of that. But then there's also the $400 million that has been earmarked on state ARPA funds. There's $100 million that has been earmarked under infrastructure. Guidelines haven't been published for that yet. But being extremely conservative, we are looking to secure the $35 million in grant funding of what's plugged into the model. Obviously, the more that we can get as those guidelines are published, application windows open, the more feasible the project continues to be as far as the payback. Again, because it isn't a revenue generator, it would be to break even.
What kind of timeline is there to have an answer for something like this?
Well, any entity, whether it be White River or someone else in the comm space, through this first tranche of funding, having that $10 million partnership commitment, our deadline is February 18th. So looking to secure an answer of a potential match of funds in the next couple of weeks so we can write that into our funding application.
I'll be honest with you, I don't see that happening in that short of a time frame.
It is a very fast turnaround. And I'm sure, as you all have seen with guidelines that have been published, and as things come out, it's kind of a quick turnaround on some of that to secure the funding. But we will continue moving forward after that. It hasn't been published exactly a date, but June, July should be when state ARPA funding applications are open, and we will be applying for that as well. So not duplicating funds, but until something is awarded, we're going to keep attempting to secure funding.
Yeah, because we haven't set up any sort of application. I'm assuming we really haven't discussed, because we're still waiting on finalized usage abilities from what, federal guidelines?
Yeah, we kind of finalized our compliance packet week before last.
Yeah, week before last. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's a quick turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll be able to commit anything by February 18th.
I think the final deadline for allocation or committed allocation of funds is September of 22, is that correct?
For ARPA funds?
Mm-hmm.
December 31st of 2024 is the final obligation.
To spend the funds?
To obligate them.
Oh, okay.
We have until December 31st of 2026 to spend them.
Okay.
We have to have them contractually obligated by 12/31/24 and spent by 12/31/26.
Gotcha. Okay.
Of course, the county has only gotten its first tranche at this point, though. Mm-hmm. It won't get its next tranche until probably summer of this year.
Yeah, this year, 22.
So the county is real close, which I'll get 10.8
mm-hmm.
total allocation. So they only have 5.4 or something like that.
Well, this isn't the commitment for applications isn't funded, but committing to fund.
Sir, my understanding, do we not have to have the first obligated or spent before we receive the second? Is there something?
They have not said that. All that they said is, that, I mean, the bill the Congress passed said that you can't get your second bucket of funds until at least a year after you receive your first funds.
So they don't have to be.
That's the only timeline between the first and second bucket that I'm aware of.
Okay.
To my understanding, there was a commitment, but I am not versed in all the ins and outs of that, so y'all would know better than I.
I'm curious, do you know what percentage under your model is going to be overhead versus plowing?
Let me see. I think I have that with me here. I don't have that right at present, but I can and get it and send over.
I was curious. I know that that's been a real struggle with everyone, especially
it has. Mm-hmm. It has, and definitely west of us. It's significant. That's where the difference between that 47,000 cost per mile average and 170 comes into play. So it makes a significant difference.
Is the majority of yours, though, overhead? The existing infrastructure?
The majority, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be, I'm assuming you utilize the existing infrastructure and just put wires up to through those same spans?
It isn't necessarily that simple. Where applicable, definitely we are looking to do that. But there has to be dedicated space for the service. So it's the pole height has to be there. It's a different weight than some of the other wires. So the poles have to be at a certain life cycle. So they may require change out of new poles, which is obviously feasible to do, but it's not just as simple as putting it on what's already there across the territory. Underground as well, depending on how many fibers have been ran previously, it may be something that would be different than what's there as well.
Do you have your presentation that you can provide to the commission so they can that data and information?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if they want it or not, but I was just thinking, as they talked about it, sometimes it's nice to have that as a point of reference.
Yes, and if there are any specific questions outside of what we've discussed today, I can compile an answer to any of those questions and send them over. I'd be happy to do that.
Do you have a contact or email or something that you, or do you rather maybe not have it on the air, or that you can, a card you can leave?
Yes, and I can do a condensed version. This
whenever
is
you send that, you'll
pretty
have
extensive. Mm-hmm. Yes, but at ccunningham@whiteriver.org, if there's any questions, I can leave my card and send the information along, as well as making formal presentation.